Hello.
Hi, may I please speak to Tracy?
This is he.
Hi, Tracy. It's Melissa calling from Family First Care. How are you?
Oh, blessing you. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm calling because we have not received anything from Steve for his hiring.
Did y'all send the information to his email?
Yeah, they sent it through email and to text. I can have them resend it, but he's not doing anything at all.
Okay, let me see. Let me get him on the phone. Can you hold on a minute?
Sure.
Okay, let me see. And moving forward, I'd like to be notified of every step of what's going on, if you don't mind.
No, of course. I'll let the coordinator know and our HR coordinator as well.
Yes. See. Here we go. Let's see if he answers. Fella, yo, I got Family First on the line. They want to talk to you. They said, well, I let her talk. Here he is, ma'am.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
My name is Melissa. I'm calling from Family First Care. I wanted to follow up because we haven't seen that you completed any of the requirements so you can work for Mr. Tracy.
Yeah, I'm working with Mr. Tracy now, just not with you guys, and I haven't gone decided to take the test just yet. But possibly in the future, I'll take that competency test.
Okay, so you
But
guys are not coming.
not at this moment. And
So
you
this.
can call me direct. You can call me in the direct directly in the future. Do you have my number? I did receive your email.
Yes, so I have seen here that our HR team was reaching out to you Friday. They called and texted you, and they also emailed you 3 hours ago the information. Now my question is, if you guys are coming with our agency, those documents have to be completed. So, Mr. Tracy, are you still interested in switching over to our agency?
Say that again.
Are you still interested in switching over to our agency?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
So, Steve, in order for you to get hired, you have to complete all those documents.
Understood.
Do you know when you'll be able to complete them by?
Not offhand. I just received the emails not 3 hours ago. It was 3 days ago. I
They
reviewed
resent
it.
it.
Okay. So when I decide to move forward, the first you'll see me online doing the test. I can tell you this, I'm not taking it within the next 24 hours.
So then, Mr. Tracy,
And
just so you know.
this is a decision between Tracy and I feel a little pushed right now. If there's any interest on my end, I'll start that competency test. But I can tell you this, I'm not going to give you a date. And in the future, you can call me directly.
Okay, but they have been trying to reach you and you don't answer. Now my question is because I'm getting two different responses. Mr. Tracy said he wants to
Again,
move forward.
ma'am, do you need my direct number? Do
Steve,
you have
hold
my
on,
direct number?
Steve, would you let her talk, man? You out talking to her. You got to hear her out, bruh. Let her talk. She was saying something and you cut her off, Steve. Let her talk, bruh. Come on, what were you saying?
So what I'm trying to, because Mr. Tracy, you're telling me one thing and Steve is telling me something else. So I don't know. I'm like in the middle right now because I don't know. I know that you say you want to switch over, but if Steve doesn't complete the hiring, then we can't do anything. So I don't know where to go because I'm getting two different answers.
Okay, let me say something here. Okay, we're willing to come back with you guys, but it's one concern I have, and my one concern is who picks the part of my hours that was offered, and I had to switch out because my nephew caretaking, he wasn't able to do it. Now, I'm still short of hours. 49 hours is no more, nowhere near enough. And these guys who we are with, Mr. Steve had to stay over a couple times, and they didn't pay him at all because his clocking out time was too late than the time he's supposed to have clocked out. So these are the issues that I'm dealing with right now, needing more time. And then switching over and coming back to you guys, I need to know, am I coming back to the hours that I need Mr. Steve to give to me, which was last 59 hours? I'm still stuck right now at 49, which is nowhere near enough. And I'm really not pressing that issue with these guys who we are with now because me and Mr. Steve is willing to come back to you guys. But coming back to you guys, I need agreement on the time. Me and Mr. Steve need agreement on the hours that he's going to be working, and hopefully they meet the needs, which was 59. And then we go from there, and Mr. Steve, when he find the time to unbusy his schedule, he will take and fill out the necessary paperwork. He know what the requirements are because this ain't his first rodeo. It's just that he need to take time and clear his schedule up and then go through the process of doing the paperwork. We're not saying that we're not. He's just asking for more time, and hopefully it's not expected within 24 hours.
No. So it's not, I can't tell you, you need to do it now because that's not how it works. So to answer your first part of your question, if anything is owed to him in regards to hours that he worked from the previous agency, that's nothing that we can do.
I'm not talking about that. I shared that with you to let you know what we're dealing with now.
No, I understand.
With the company we with. But no, I'm not expecting you to touch anything of that. All I expect of you, if can we work out agreement when me and Mr. Steve come back to the time, the hours that
so
I need.
Those hours are determined by the insurance. We can only do whatever the insurance authorizes. So if the insurance says it's 49 hours, then unfortunately that's the only bit of those are the only hours.
So I go back to the insurance company and go back for the more time. Okay, well
correct.
That's understood.
Yes,
that's
so you would reach out to your service coordinator, let them know you want to appeal your hours because you need more hours. Usually what they'll do is that they'll schedule like another assessment and resubmit the request to the UM department, and then they'll determine if they can increase the hours.
Okay.
But your service coordinator is your
first. Understood. Steve, we got that part understood.
So
now it's – go ahead.
What I'll do on my end, when do you want us to follow up? Because what's going to happen is our coordinators, how they usually do it, if it's on their list of patients to call, they will give you guys a call every day. So I need to know when do you guys want us to follow up with you guys so that we can give you a call then rather than start calling you every other day and be like, hello. So whatever day you guys wanted, so whatever works for you guys, then I'll make a note here to follow up. Let's say if you want to wait till a month till you figure everything out, we can do that.
Yeah, I get it, and I apologize. So a few questions. What would the pay rate be with this agency?
So let me see what we have here. You said 49 hours, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm talking about the pay rate.
Okay.
You talking about how much an hour?
Yes.
$15
an hour, is it?
So what I can do, if you want, I would just have to get it approved. I can give you a final answer tomorrow for the 49 hours, just because my
And also ask if there would be a sign-up bonus, because this would be effort, again, you know what I mean, with competency test. I wouldn't have to take blood work. I got a recent TB test.
Which is fine.
And I think clearance, I get clearances all the time, but I think they're like $25. And I need to know if that would be paid for, a sign-on bonus, and the pay rate, please.
So I have to follow up with you in regards to the rate and sign-on bonus that I can give you tomorrow for sure. For the TB, if you have one that's within the year, you don't have to redo it. And we usually do a background check on our end. The only reason you may have to get fingerprinted is if you don't have 2-year proof of residency for Pennsylvania. But if you have that, then you don't have. There's nothing else that you would have to do besides the application, the competency test, and like your W-9, I-4, and I-9.
I see. Understood.
So if you want, I'll follow up with you tomorrow, Steve, to let you know, how much we can offer for the rate and the sign-on bonus. And then on top of that, then we can, if you want us to follow up with you later on, we can definitely do that. I'll put in a date. Does that work?
Yeah, that seems fine. You can get back with me tomorrow on my answers, my questions, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, because if let's say you want to wait a month to figure out everything with the other agency.
This wouldn't be a month decision. Just give me the questions and we'll go from there.
No, I'm just giving you an example. Like, it's not like I'm going to say, let's say, for example, if you wait a month, it's not like we're going to say, no, today we offered you whatever, and it's not going to be honored when you decide to come. That's not what's going to happen. Whatever we tell you tomorrow, that's what it is, and then when you guys decide to switch, then you can switch.
Okay,
so what I'll do is I'll give you all the information tomorrow, and then we go from there.
Right. Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Mr. Tracy. Take care.
Okay, what's your name again?
My name is Melissa.
Melissa. Okay. Thank you, Melissa.
You're very welcome.
Call tomorrow, Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, when you get time, Steve, make sure you give her your contact number if she don't already have it.
I have 267-355-8008.
It is. Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay. Melissa, you have a blessed one, and thanks for reaching out. Can you text me your contact number and your name?
Sure. I'll do that right now.
Thanks.
No problem.
Thanks, Steve, for answering.
Take care. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Yeah, thank you. Hey, Tracy, reach out to your coordinator.